deal on the house, Chris.
Sold. Good. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Did you get above asking?
Yeah. It's funny because, I don't know, I guess realtors don't listen to things, like, or don't pay attention to things, because my realtor put on, like, bids are due Wednesday at noon, you know, and I guess I took them that to mean, like, you could come in afternoon, but he said, no, they're supposed to be in at noon, you know, so he calls me at noon, and he's like, we only have one bid. And I said, oh, that's disappointing, you know, and it was for asking, but I was like, well, that's disappointing. And then, like, a couple hours later, he's like, I have three more bids. And there was, like, a little bidding war. So
ooh,
that was
yay.
Kind of fun. Wow. And one thing that's really nice, the person who bought the house said, I can stay here 10 days past closing rent-free to ease my move.
Nice.
When is closing?
Next week.
Early, early February.
So you've got till February to find a...
Oh, I found a place, too. I bought my place,
did.
Too. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, super cute. Super cute condo. And in pristine condition. Pristine. Because the other ones I looked at, like a bunch of the other ones I looked at, needed lots of work. Like a lot of condos just have carpeting, which I hate. Mm. You know, I was like, oh, I got to put in wood floors. One of them, you know, needed the ceiling replaced too. And I was just like, oh boy. But this guy who owns this place, he's like a total fuss budget. Like, but... That's the kind of person you want to buy from, you know? So,
is that a code word for gay?
Maybe. I don't know.
Why did you go there?
That's the standard.
Yeah, that's not my code word. But
yeah.
But he was there, like, at the showing, and it was clear he wanted to show me everything that he had done to the place. And, you know, and the thing is, he did things the right way. You know, like, when he replaced the sliding glass doors, he did it with, you know, steel or, you know, frame, not aluminum, and, you know, all these different things. Like, the cabinetry is really nice in the bathroom and the kitchen. Like, the photos didn't do it justice. It's super nice cabinets, you know, and... So it was good to see.
Close to work? And
yeah, like right now I'm about 3 miles from work. I'll be like 4.5 miles from work. So
did you find it before or after you sold?
Before. I made an offer before, and then he was waiting to make sure that I had offers on my house.
Okay.
So, and it's funny too, because the reason I was a little late was that, a mover came over today to look at stuff, and... he's moving the guy in the condo too. He's like, oh, are you going to this address? And I'm like, yeah. So it's kind of funny.
He cut you a little discount because it's a round trip.
He should. I don't think it's going to be on the same day. Yeah, I see how I'm going dark. I don't know why.
So do I have your approval on Kayla?
Sure. That was funny.
Grace, you made me look bad though.
Why?
Did you hire a stylist and a lighting director or something? I look like I'm underwater and you're like pristine and perfect in yours and your reach shoot.
No, but I did use a tripod because that did help.
Oh.
Yeah.
The cutout on me is just awful. I can't make, with my equipment.
Is it the bar? The bar scene?
Yeah. I can't, it's a dark line and I've done everything to try to get rid of that.
Have you tried a room without smoke in the back? Because it looked like there was smoke in the background, like you were going to...
Yeah, that was an AI room and bar. I thought it was Hitchcockian. I'm gonna label it betrayals, because it's one betrayal after another.
I just thought it was funny. Yeah. He's like, you're fired.
You are fired, right? Yeah.
That's good.
Go for it, Walt.
You guys want to hear about my colonoscopy?
No, not really.
Jesus. Haley's like, no. I have pictures, too, if you want to see some pictures.
No, I really don't want to see those.
Excellent. The drugs. You enjoyed the
drugs. The drugs are awesome. They are always awesome. But this time, the prep was not good. Last time, it was like the old school prep. This time, it was like the new school prep. And I was nauseated like almost the whole time. I couldn't even finish it.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you have pills?
Yes, it was pills and then the powder.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what did the nausea, but it was just, I was literally in bed most of the day, so.
Cecilia did it about a couple of months ago, and she just pills. Mm-hmm. But they had to be taken within half an hour.
Yeah.
Like 12 pills in half an hour or something. And then
that's interesting.
Another session of that. And
yeah.
But when I picked her up afterwards, she could bring her out in the wheelchair, and she was going like, you people are the best people. You guys are great. Tell everybody that, you guys were, and it went on from the inside the lobby to into the car.
That's funny.
She was so happy.
Oh my God. I mean, it just is amazing to me. You're awake and then you're not.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's not even like you feel yourself. It's just, you're not, you're done.
No, it's true. It's true. It just lights out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking that when I had the cataract, how amazing that anesthesiology science is now, because you're there and then you're, like you said.
It could be more amazing because for each of my eyes, I woke up during it.
Yeah, that's true. But but still, when you think of having your leg off in the Civil War.
No, you're right.
Right. You know,
when I had my metal thing put in for my broken arm, it was just a block and then, you know, sedation.
Right.
And then I was like, how can that be, you know?
Yeah, I broke my thumb in college, and they had to put a pin in my joint. It was the same thing. I mean, my arm was completely numb, but mm-hmm. the rest of me was talking with a doctor. And
Yeah. But you're laying there, and the people are talking to you, and then you're sitting up and getting and leaving.
Right.
And then I noticed leaving in the wheelchair from the cataract, the blank spots. Oh, I looked at my feet, and then I sat down, and then the door is there, and then I'm past the door and out at the car, and it's a weird thing, but the way they can control it, and it's one of the great inventions. Mm-hmm. You
know? Success stories of modern science.
For sure.
We haven't posted an episode in 6 weeks.
Good Lord, Walt. What's wrong?
Well, we had a hiatus, and the
but you said you said we were set for several weeks.
Yeah, we went a long time without
and what's the explanation for this?
Well, I've been, you're fired.
You are fired.
I've been storing them up so we can do another stretch, but
okay.
The interesting thing is the downloads haven't changed even in the past 6 weeks when there's no new ones. We're getting about the same amount of downloads.
Three?
So I don't know.
Three or four?
I don't know why that is. Are people just dipping in and finding other ones? Or?
Well, actually, you know, some friends of mine have, you know, mentioned that occasionally. Like, I listened to this one, and it was one from a couple months ago. Right. You know? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's true.
I was thinking this could go 50 years.
Well, yeah. Well, so let's just stop completely, and we'll probably get, you know.
Yeah.
But you know, when I look up a podcast, I'm not a huge podcaster. So, I mean, I know there's people that just follow the same one all the time. But when I'm just dipping in, I'm just looking to see what interests me. So I can see why that happens. Makes sense.
Yeah. So that's our legacy. I look at it that way. It'll always be there.
It'll be in our obituaries. They had consistently 15 to 23 downloads.
Yeah, that's good.
Have you heard of Blue Eye Samurai?
No.
No.
Is that another one where the white person becomes the hero of an Asian story or a black story?
Kind of.
Yeah. Really?
Surprise.
It's a cartoon.
Oh.
And it's a very sparse kind of mm-hmm. not many frames, you know, jerky kind of.
Oh, yeah. Like the old stuff.
Lovely to look at, a lot of it. And completely adult.
So what is it about?
A child who is half, what do you call it, mixed in Japan, is adopted by a sword maker and grows up to be a samurai. And it's just very well done, and it pulls you in. And the funny thing about animation, you can become just as engaged by it as anything. And I don't know. So then I looked it up on IMDb or on Rotten Tomatoes. It's got 100% critic and 95% audience. So
wow. And what's it on?
It's on Netflix.
Oh, let me check it out.
Blue Eye Samurai. Worth taking a look at. Mm-hmm.
Did you ever see Grave of the Fireflies? It was, you know, a Studio Ghibli
I think it was a Studio Ghibli animation, like one of the most depressing movies I've ever seen. Animation, you know, I mean, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, this is not depressing. It's fully adventure.
Well, I mean, I guess the idea that what I was meaning was that, you know, it's not all like Yogi Bear.
Right.
You know, yeah.
Is it a series?
There's 8 episodes. I think it's only been 1 season, but oh. Okay. I had a little note here. Just, I don't know if you'll have any reaction to this. Mm-hmm. Guess when the last guillotine execution was in France?
1946.
1857. Woo! Holy crow.
A guy who murdered his girlfriend.
Was it because he requested it? No, I feel like I read something about it.
I don't know. I just saw that. What I thought was, actually, there's probably somebody in charge of keeping that guillotine in working order. Yeesh. For the past 300 years. There's been a position, the guillotine master or something.
The sharpener, yeah. Jeez. It's a lot more humane than the electric chair, don't you think?
Probably is.
Mm-hmm. Even firing squad.
Mm-hmm. And drugs even, right? I mean, because they screw that up so much.
Fast.
It's like hanging and electric chair, probably not the best. And yet those are the ones they stuck with the longest.
It's because they were good spectators.
Yeah.
You know, people could spectate.
Yeah, you're right.
You chop the head off, you're like, whoa! And then they all left.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't get to see the body dangle and struggle. And,
Louise.
Sorry.
Did you guys see that movie, The Ballad of Buster Scruggs? It was the Coen brothers and they were 5 like vignettes in it.
Oh, yeah.
The one with James Franco. James Franco plays this guy who he's a criminal and someone tries to hang him, but he gets away, right? And so then he, you know, keeps on with his criminal ways. And at the end, he's on the deck ready to be hung with like a bunch of other guys. And he turns to the one guy and he goes, first time. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That was every one of those episodes was good.
Oh, they were awesome. Awesome. Yeah. They're like, I don't know, they may have supplanted Martin Scorsese for me. I'm not sure, but they might have.
The Coen brothers? Yeah.
Well, they're up there with David Lynch, Scorsese, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know.
Yeah, I agree.
Like Luis texted me last week. He goes, I'm having the best pancakes in the world right now, and I hear a song from the Big Lebowski. I'm like, that is so American.
Yeah.
You just texted me, you know?
So the rumor is Christopher Nolan wants to do the next James Bond. And he wants to do it as the period Bond. What do we think of that?
The period Bond? You mean like the original 1960s?
Like when the books were written.
Oh, okay, 50s.
Yeah. I could go with that.
Me too.
Yeah, that's a you got to change it up somehow.
Yeah.
But I don't know if Christopher Nolan's the right director.
Right.
Yeah, it seems very different. So...
yeah.
It's a gamble, I suppose.
And still, who's...
Any hint of the actor?
Yeah, who's going to be the next Bond?
I mean, what do they have to lose at this point? You've got to do something. You can't just come up, okay, you could have a black woman, but, you know, a period piece. It's kind of interesting. So when I was 14, James Bond was my Harry Potter. That's what I lived for. I'd go down to the bookstore like every week to see if there was a new paperback book. So I read that Live and Let Die was the best book.
Oh, what's the storyline to that? I don't remember. I mean, maybe I've seen it. Maybe I haven't. I don't know.
It has Mr. Big, the black gangster in New York City.
I have not seen it.
I think it was a Roger Moore movie, but
yes, it was.
Mm-hmm.
The book came out in 1954, which I thought was earlier than because I became aware of them when Kennedy was reading them. Considering that it's 70 years old, it's obviously dated, but it's also somewhat pulls you into it. I can see why 70 years ago it would have been a big sensation. But Bond is nothing like the Bond of any of the movies.
Oh, is he kind of like a boring sort of...
He's very much a government bureaucrat. And he has this soft...
Like George Smiley.
Kind of, yeah. He's just doing his job. And, you know, there's the element where he supposedly can kill people. And
like that. Nerdy?
But, like, he works with the CIA guy and he gets badly hurt. And he feels really bad for the guy, and he's calling the hospital on the phone and trying to. There's none of the hard shell. He's like a regular guy in that position. So the gadgets, the bad jokes, all that stuff hardly exist at all in the books.
Hmm.
And you can see that, like, in the first movies, there isn't that much.
So Christopher Nolan wants to go back to that?
It sounds like it.
I think that'd be interesting.
It was just a rumor. I don't think he can just walk in and say, I'm doing the next Bond. But, you know, he has some clout. So maybe if he wanted to, they could see the value of that.
I mean, he did that with Batman. Hmm? He did, I mean, brought it back to
life into it.
Yeah. So maybe he would be a good director for it. I don't know.
I just made a $1 billion movie, so I wanted to do something else.
What was his last movie?
Oppenheimer.
Oh, right. Jeez Louise. Whoops. How could I forget that?
Yeah, he's got a little money in the bank now. He can kind of do something risky, independent.
He's been so successful. Holy crow.
I know.
Okay, well, are we running out of steam? Honestly, the last couple of episodes, kind of flat. But today was really good. The first...
Grace.
I'm just being honest. What's the pushback, Grace?
What do you mean?
We're getting replaced.
The look on your face is like, we weren't good? Who says we weren't good?
Kayla, it's her fault. Curse Kayla.
Kayla say it.
It was a little flat. The last two episodes were a little flat.
Huh.
Today was excellent until we got into your depression. Then you kind of brought it down.
But I didn't bring that up.
But it was good conversation, though.
Can't blame me for that.
True.
No, that was all excellent. But it was good conversation, but it went, like that. So, were you offended when I characterized your voices?
No, it's funny because I don't know when I started doing that. That thing where I'm like, and it didn't work. I don't know when I started doing that.
When I was editing that, I could feel a kind of hush after I mentioned that.
Analyzing my vocal tics, you mean? Oh, no. Didn't bother me.
I think I see a little Walt voodoo doll on her desk back there.
It didn't bother me at all. It actually takes a lot to offend me. Like, the times when I get offended easily, it's usually something I manufactured myself.
In order to be offended?
No, or that I misinterpreted,
right.
You know,
and then
with other things, I look back and I'm like, I think I should have been offended by that.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I don't care. I'm an open book.
You can dish it out and you can take it.
I just watched a video on YouTube about the French Laundry.
Mm-hmm.
You know about that?
The restaurant.
It was twice voted the best restaurant in the world. It's in Napa Valley somewhere.
Wow. I never read about it.
The young couple went, they didn't do a great review, but the food they show was all that, you know, the little tiny piece of lamb.
Right. With a sprig of something over the top.
Right. But they said it was $390 a person. And in order to get into that restaurant, the month that you want to go there, the previous month, so in other words, you want to go there in October, on September 1st at 10 a.m., you have to be online and try to get a reservation. And they could go, and the entire month could go.
Physically online?
Yeah. You go like in 20 minutes. If you're not there right at 10 a.m., you probably won't get October. So.
But you can't, and you can't book November.
Jeez Louise.
In September.
No.
It's got to be that following month. Interesting.
I wonder why they did it like that.
I think it's just overwhelmed with people demanding reservations. And, you know, I'm sure if you have clout.
Do you think Kim Kardashian has to do that?
Did I send you guys that article about the food critic who went to dinner in Italy and had like a sort of a dinner akin to that, but it was really bad?
Oh, no.
Oh, it was very funny. I wish I could remember it. I sent it to someone, but I think it's been too long. I think probably Gmail got rid of it. It was like the worst, just, and it presented like, you know, it was like a nickel-sized foam, broccoli foam or something like that, you know. And like they had basically no dinner, really. It was very funny. Very, very funny. At some point, the only way to regard that sort of experience without going mad is as some sort of community improv theater. You sit in the audience shouting suggestions like, a restaurant! and eating something that resembles food, and the exchange of money for goods, and then in this instance, the goods are a goddamn meal. All of these suggestions go completely ignored. That's really, it's just very funny. One of the captions, Rand holding up one of the courses, a paper-thin fish cracker. One. In its entirety. Oh, my God.
I heard an interview with Thelma Schoonmaker.
Oh, yeah.
She said that every film that she's made with Marty, that there have been like 12 different edits. Been completely different.
Wow.
Except Goodfellas just came. She said it was like riding a horse.
She was married to Michael Powell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, she talks a lot about him.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that. She talked about the Peeping Tom.
Peeping Tom, I saw it, yeah.
I wonder where that is. Anyway.
You can stream it. Like Mubi, I'm sure, has it. I think it's in the Criterion collection.
She's really seems like such a nice person. And
well, she's so talented. I mean, think about the editing on those movies. You know, how good it is.
And he wouldn't get anybody else for forever. She seems just like a nice, rational, reasonable person and not a crazy, you know.
Yeah, I guess you never really hear about editors going nuts, right? I mean, DPs or directors or whatever, but not
grips.
Right. And then the grip went crazy.
She does dress as a monkey every once in a while, but other than that.
Well, I mean, yeah, the next one we could talk about our holiday misadventures, because in my family, someone always gets the festive holiday hair, and it's usually me.
Meaning
there's always a hair in the meal, and I always get it.
Oh, in your meal. I was picturing a hairdo of some kind.
No, it's the festive holiday hair.
Is that a purposeful thing?
Sadly.
What's in?
Like, does your brother drop it in, you know, while you're not looking?
No, it's always my mom.
Like, what are those cakes that you cook? You open
like the king cake with the little baby Jesus in it. Yeah, no. Yeah. I was at my book club a few weeks ago, and there was a giant hair in my salad, and I didn't know what to do. I got up, and I was trying. It was horrible.
So who in the room had the long hair?
The cook.